Hello, welcome to jasonnewland.com. My name's Jason Newland. This is a session to help you sleep, and it's called Let Me Bore You to Sleep. I think this is number two, but the first one yesterday. Let me bore you to sleep. And the title is pretty evident as what this is about. It's not really, I suppose, about me boring you to sleep, but it kind of is at the same time. It's about me just talking. And while I talk, your mind closes down because there's no point in really giving that much attention to anything, really. And although you may find that your focus becomes much stronger on my voice, as opposed to those sounds that may be around you, or those thoughts that you may have been having. And the more focus you give to my voice, the more relaxed you become. So only watch or listen to this session when you can safely close your eyes. Because this may cause drowsiness, which you'd think would be quite a good result for a sleep session. I never understood why those warnings were on pills. Actually, you had some sleeping pills a few years ago and it said may cause drowsiness. That's kind of the point. I wonder if anyone looks at those warnings and thinks, oh no, I can't take them. Or does anyone actually take sleeping tablets and goes to the doctors saying, you didn't warn me that I might fall asleep if I took them? So I just talk. I just focus on this energy between us. Sometimes I feel that falling asleep can be like working in a big office block, a big building, lots of offices, and you're there at night, and you're basically, I used to be a security guard years ago, and what we would do is go to the top of the building and turn the lights off, check the windows are locked, you know, just check everything's fine, kind of wind down, turn off any computers that are maybe still on, and just wind down the building in the same way that you can wind down your mind, switching off those lights in the different offices, and you can actually label those offices. One office could be something that you've been thinking about, Maybe that office could be your child, or your grandparent, or your father, your mother, your sister, your uncle. Could be, you know, someone that maybe you've been thinking about. You can just turn that light off. Because falling asleep listening to me, it's not amnesia. Because when you wake up, anything that was important to you to do before, maybe you had a to-do list in your brain, will still be there when you wake up. It gives you an opportunity to just let that go. In the same way that you can turn that light off in that office which holds your address where you live. Doesn't mean that you've forgotten where you live. Of course you're never going to forget that. But it means you're not thinking about that. It's no longer in your mind at this moment. Or a telephone number. Switch the lights off for the telephone number, your own mobile, or maybe the mobile that you've memorized from someone else, if you've memorized any telephone numbers. I only have about 3 memorized. But you can switch those lights off for those numbers, safe in the knowledge that they'll still be there when you wake up. At the end of this session, they'll still be there. But it's not something that requires your attention now. It's of no importance in this moment. Maybe thoughts about what happened yesterday may be on your mind. You can switch those lights off. You might have a couple of offices, maybe 3 offices, that represent what happened yesterday. You can go and switch the lights off for each of those offices. And just leave it where it is. In the same way as I'm guessing you're not planning what you're going to be eating for lunch in 3 weeks' time or 4 months' time. You don't need to think about it then. So it's kind of that situation, putting all the things that are in your mind at the moment into that category, to that place. That's not needed at the moment. In the same way that when you're in bed, you don't need to be wearing boots shoes. When you go on a holiday to a skiing resort, when you're in bed, you're not wearing the skis, not wearing all the outfit and the goggles and the gloves, because you don't need it when you're in bed. You don't need that stuff until you go skiing. In the same way with the thoughts in your mind, you don't need any of that when you sleep. It's unnecessary. It can feel quite nice, actually. It can feel a bit like walking around with a big body of armour. You know, like the old knights from King Arthur. Big metal armour, protecting your upper body, and your shoulders and your arms. The thing about wearing armour is you're always going to be aware that you've got it on you, because apart from the physical restrictions, because I'm guessing if you were wearing a lot of heavy metal armour, there's certain things you can't do, like break dancing or ballet, I suppose, you know, just as an example. So it doesn't fit in with what you're currently doing. And it can be a great relief of actually taking that heavy armour off and letting it drop to the floor and feeling that tension releasing. It can feel nice just to let go. And as you look around your mind, what else is there? What else pops up? Maybe you can just let that go by turning the light off in that office, wherever that office is, in that building of your mind. It's a bit like if you've got 4 or 5 dogs, you know, you live, they're your pets, and you live with them, and maybe you feed them separately so that they don't eat each other's food. So you might maybe let 2 dogs have their dinner first. That's happening, the other 3 dogs or 4 dogs, however many you have, they're getting prepared to eat in the same way that those other thoughts in your mind those other thinking and worries and concerns maybe that were there before, also prepares to release and just let go and move to that part where there's no worries, no concerns, no issues, no interest, just for this period of time, so that your mind can be calm and relaxed. And the rest of your mind starts to prepare itself to also relax and switch off, like a domino effect. And it's not just the things in your mind where you have worries or concerns, or, you know, things maybe that you're maybe anxious about that you can let go of. It's also the things that maybe have excited you, something maybe you're looking forward to, something that maybe something amazing has happened and your brain has become a bit overstimulated, which is lovely maybe when you're awake, but not so great when you're going to sleep. So you can also let that stuff also move into that part of you that switches it off temporarily. So there's no excitement, there's no anger, there's no interest, no anxiety. And as thoughts in your mind reduce one by one, you start to notice when a new thought arises. And you may be surprised what happens to that new thought as it tries to get your attention, because it doesn't have the strength that maybe it would have had before you decided to give yourself and allow yourself some space to really let go, to sleep deeply, switching off those lights in that office block of your mind, those thoughts, feelings, all being switched off one by one. And those lights that are still yet to be turned off have actually become weaker, they've actually become dimmer, not so bright, as they prepare to be turned off. As your mind feels more at ease, looser, calmer. With very little going on. And relax, let go into a deep sleep.